ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Have you ever asked a hairdresser or a tradie if they can do a better price for cash? Or maybe you've done work for someone and got paid cash in hand, or a friend has a small business with a percentage of income generated under the table. Australia's shadow economy is thriving. Industries as varied as building and beauty among those operating outside the tax system. With me is Tony Godding, Assistant Commissioner and Chair of the ATO's Shadow Economy Task Force. Tony, welcome to Life Matters.
Thank you for having me on today, Tegan.
What do we mean by shadow economy?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's certainly not something that most people would be across in their day-to-day life. And when we try and explain it, effectively, you've hit the nail on the head. It really involves economic activities that are deliberately hidden from authorities to avoid tax or regulation. And when we sort of break that down a little bit for where tax has got an interest, it's around, you know, people are not declaring their income, they're demanding or being paid for working cash. You know, they're failing to report all their sales, or, you know, their lifestyles certainly don't match their known income. They're the most common sort of things that we see from a tax perspective. Although I would note, shadow economy is not just about tax. It's about the entire regulatory system as well.
What do you mean by that?
So when we have a look at it from the Shadow Economy Task Force perspective, we quite often get tip-offs from the community around a number of different things that they're seeing across the community, and that could be quite varied. For example, we get close to 1,000 tip-offs a week from the community who see things that they don't think's quite a fair go, and that can include people that perhaps are accessing welfare benefits who should be, or are not doing the right thing by the NDIA, et cetera. So it's not just purely tax. It's those other elements that hang off the regulatory system that all come together for, you know, basically people not doing the right thing. And as you know, most Aussies are pretty, you know, pretty across, everyone gets a fair go. And when they see someone, you know, taking advantage of the system, increasingly they're letting us know.
This is the part that I wanted to kind of get to. In a one sense, is there a bit of a, like, don't ask, don't tell? Like, I'm doing the right thing over here. You want me to pay you in cash? Sure. Like, why do I care? What's the bigger footprint of this shadow economy?
Yeah, it's a really good point. And I think it's quite easy often for us, for all as individuals, to go, okay, well, that's not my problem. I've done the right thing, or I feel like I've done the right thing. And you know, if that person doesn't do it, that's on them. But the trouble is with the shadow economy is it's not just having a go at the tax office, and you know, that used to be Australian sport a couple of years ago, to be honest. The money that's not going into the tax system is effectively money that's not going to the community. So you're not having a go at the tax office, you're basically ripping off the community. And when that adds up, it's now in excess of $20 billion, which isn't going into the things that, you know, we all need and enjoy in our lives, like roads, doctors, hospitals. So it's not, I think the really interesting point here is while we can take that position as an individual, as a community, we're missing out.
What kinds of industries are we seeing this more? Like, it's easier in some industries than others to operate with cash. Where are you seeing most of this?
Yeah, 100%. And where we do see that, certainly, we do have high-risk industries. And when we have a look at our top three, whether they be in the country, in the city, no matter what state and territory we look at, there's three main ones that consistently come through for us. So building and construction, cafes and restaurants, and hairdressing and beauty services are generally our top three. And as you noted in your intro, it is easier in those industries to operate in cash. And let me be quite clear about cash. Cash is still certainly legal tender. It's something I get asked a lot. Is this a crackdown on cash? Mm. No, it's not. It's unfortunately for some people, cash is just too much of a temptation, perhaps not to do the right thing. So it's certainly legal. You can pay your workers in cash. You can certainly pay for services in cash. But unfortunately, when someone tends to offer you a discount for that, they're not only undermining the honest business down the road, it's not, but what other corners might they be cutting when they're doing that. I mean, we hear it all the time. I'm up here on the Sunshine Coast. We've got a problem at the moment with dodgy roof restoration. Now, I'm sure they're all being paid in cash. And what happens then when you try and get recourse on that if something goes wrong? Well, too often than not, we all know the outcome of that. They disappear and you're left with a dodgy roof.
You're listening to Life Matters here on ABC Radio National. I'm Tegan Taylor talking to Tony Godding, who's the Assistant Commissioner and Chair of the Shadow Economy Task Force with the Australian Taxation Office, talking about paying in cash, the fact that cash-only economy on which no tax is paid is costing us as taxpayers $20 billion a year. And so it's something that they're cracking down on at the moment. Alex says most small shops are now encouraging cash by charging fees for using a card, often at a much higher rate than the transaction cost. It clearly would be more expensive to handle cash if they weren't dodging tax. The sooner the card surcharges are made illegal, the better. Well, Tony, there has been a really sharp move away from cash in lots of industries, including hospitality, like the coffee shop downstairs from here won't accept cash at all. Has that made tracking this easier?
Look, to a degree it has, although it's quite interesting when you have a look at as an economy how we've bounced out of the pandemic. The RBA still estimates there's over 2 billion notes in circulation. So I think whilst we've seen a reduction of cash, it's certainly still out there. And the point your text line person made about the fees is an interesting one. There's certainly, if you have a look at the work that's been done through ASBEFIO, so the Australian Small Business and Family Ombudsman's area, they're very, on the front foot about things called low-cost routing. So if you are in a business listening today and you are getting paid too many fees on your electronic transactions, we encourage you to actually have a look at what you can get, because low-cost routing is actually now something that banks are supposed to offer to reduce that cost. But I totally take your point, Tegan. There are many places now that don't. And in fact, where we see that, that you're quite correct, it then starts to show where we do have some of those issues with cash. Because like most industries that are out there, the Australian Tax Office, of course, has a wide range of data and intelligence on them. And we have things called industry benchmarks. And what they mean is when we have a look at, say, a cafe, we've got a fair idea of what their turnover versus their expenses should be. So when we start to see gaps in that, that's often a tell for us that there could be a problem.
Another text here says high cash businesses also have a high risk of worker exploitation, including modern slavery. Tony, is that true?
Unfortunately, it is, Tegan. Recently, we've just concluded an operation in Gatton in Queensland called Operation Topaz, where we were having a look at labour hire operators, quite dodgy ones, unfortunately, in the agricultural industry. And of the seven locations we visited, we've unfortunately had to undertake audits on over 50 taxpayers, which has resulted in recovering around $25 million worth of stolen worker entitlements. So you're quite correct. They were cash businesses where workers effectively were being ripped off. They weren't getting the right rate of pay. They certainly weren't getting things like sick leave or annual leave. And as far as superannuation, that just wasn't occurring. So we do see that correlation. And in fact, certainly one of those labour hire operators who's no longer in business, I might add, as a result of our operations, was also in the business of taking people's passports off them when they went into the field, which is just a deplorable behaviour in this country.
So, Tony, you're the chair of the Shadow Economy Task Force at the ATO. But is it realistic to think you're going to be able to eradicate this entirely?
I mean,
Godspeed and all the best, but like, you know.
No, you're quite correct. This is a community issue, and that's probably the key point I'd like to get across to everyone listening today. We certainly can't audit our way out of this. This isn't about, you know, giving more people sledgehammers and telling them to squash ants. That'll never achieve the outcome we want. What we're really asking the community to do is just consider some of those transactions that you get into and where you do see some of those behaviours that perhaps don't seem right, to let us know about it. Making a tip off to the ATO is really easy. You can give us a call on 1-800-060-062. It's completely anonymous. Or, of course, you can do the same through our website. Just look for tip off on the ato.gov site. and let us know about it. But effectively, if we don't change community attitudes towards participation in this, it's only going to get worse.
Very briefly, there are quite a few people on the text line, Tony, saying that ATO should be targeting big corporations for their tax contributions rather than individuals and small businesses. What do you reckon?
It's certainly a question I get asked all the time. And when I have a look at the shadow economy gap, which is my area of focus, in the main, it is being driven by small business, not large business at all. So large business don't actually feature in that $20 billion plus figure. That's not something we look at. Unfortunately, it is being driven by small businesses.
Well, Tony, thank you so much for joining me today. Tony Godding is the Assistant Commissioner and Chair of the ATO's Shadow Economy Task Force.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.